Now here is heresy, the last one from the Tenet Virtue, heresy. Here the heresy. Here the heresy is this. There's no karma, you know. No karma. There's no such thing as four noble truth. You see, true path of cessation, true path and cessation of suffering. You see. However, no karma. No karma. No karma, no reincarnation, these things. So is there another religion that which you see, is there another religion that which believing in these things becomes heresy? With karma, reincarnation, triple gems. That becomes heresy. That it becomes heresy, another view. Is there? Another view that it becomes heresy. Another view is another faith that it becomes heresy. In Catholicism, Protestant, there's a word in the Bible, this resurrection or something. What? Resurrection, what about that? Did I accept? I see. You mean in all texts it's mentioned reincarnation? Which context talks about you mean in Catholicism doesn't accept reincarnation? But what about in Catholic, don't they accept heaven and hell? So isn't that reincarnating? Return them back to this earth. Not necessary. No, reincarnation is not necessary. It has to be that. Reincarnation? Which reincarnation you're talking about? Yeah. No, yeah. Now here, now we're not here. Here we're talking about not here. We're not talking about that particular reincarnation. That particular reincarnation. you see, somebody. We're not talking here. Somebody, you see, who. By having accumulated extensive merit and, you see, through practice, you know, you see, through pure morality, then to reincarnate, due to pure morality, then to reincarnate, you see, in again, to see, to reincarnate in this world as a human being. We're not talking that particular, or those who see, you know, say, good, see, there, say, due to prayers, in due to prayer reincarnating, see, not due to karma, not due to karma, but you know. Oh. So we're not talking those, you see, particular reincarnation, just you see, general, see, ordinary reincarnation. So in Catholic, it is accepted, heaven and hell. Then what's it called?
There is no means of transport
and not being confirmed. But Ali, I see. So in Catholic, you know, doesn't talk about. Doesn't talk about hell being his body. Who is suffering? Is just soul, or so? There's no body, huh? Huh? Correct. So there's no body. There's no body in the heaven and hell. There's nobody in the heaven and hell. There's a lot of space there. We can go there for vacation. I'm joking. We can go there for camping. Yeah, 3 months camping. Or retreat. Anyway, so. So. Ale, I think it's just. Yeah. If there's no body, then you see, they make. You see, there's drawing. Hell beings. There's drawing, you know. There's helping, there's heaven.
Don't ask me.
Then they ask the body. Ask the mind. If there's no body, then there cannot be. If it's like formless realm, you cannot draw, you see. You cannot. Formless realm, that doesn't have form. So there's no, in the wheel of life, there's no drawing or form. There's just a physical body with formless, you know. Huh? So, since there's a drawing of body, hell and heaven beings, then there should be body. There should be body. Otherwise, how can you draw a shape? You can't make a shape. You can't give a shape. You know? So anyway, I think if you debate, I think it's no. In the meaning, there's it's talking about reincarnation. The hell and heaven is just a question of just level. But in other words, talking about reincarnation, but you just don't label, you know. So same thing. It is not called karma, you know. The title karma is not given. In Christianity, you see, title karma is not given. But you see, title karma is not given, but you see, there's a subject about 10 virtue and 10 unvirtue. Whether the explanation is exactly, even though it's not whether it's exactly same or not, however, they're generally same. You know, there's some similarity. So that is talk about karma. That is a subset of karma. But even though it's not labeled karma. So that, you mean in Catholic, this reincarnation as regards to heresy, you see? Huh? Yeah. Is that conventional truth or not? Is that a conventional truth or not? That heresy? No, I'm talking about that heresy, is that conventional truth or not? The true truth, absolute truth, conventional truth. What are you going to say? The question is, the question is, you see, what I'm asking that, is there any, you see, now here, the definition of a heresy here, you see, that in, you see, in the teaching, in the Buddha, here you see that there's no, you see, looking, believe that there's no reincarnation, there's no karma, there's no, see, Four Noble Truth, these things, you know, Four Noble Truth, no true path, no cessation of suffering, and so forth, you see, there's no Four Noble Truth, these things. So, my question is, in another faith, you see, in another faith, is there anything that become heresy, having faith in these things? Huh? Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. God decided one life. Yeah? What? They say like that? Yeah? But God didn't make heaven and hell. God didn't make heaven and hell. God made one life. But I'm saying God didn't make heaven and hell. God didn't make heaven and hell for each human being. He decides, God decides the soul to where to go. And that depends on that depends on, has it got something or not? What? Yes. Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, I'm expecting that. That's what I expected. Hmm? So. So in Christianity, yeah, even though God is used as a kind of means, but actually, again comes the point oneself, in the same as you see in Buddhism that oneself is the guide, oneself is the guide, oneself is the enemy to oneself, oneself is the guide to oneself. So, you see, God is used as a kind of between that some God used, but actually. When it comes down to you. You are the creator. You know, you see the way the evolution of the talk, it comes down, it shows that you are the creator. You see, when the evolution of the talk, explanation is coming down, you see. So God is not the main one, you see. God is not the, even though in the world it says God is the creator, but actually you are the creator. You know, because it's up to you. Because what God does is up to you. So it's like good health or bad one? Best quality? Best quality? What are we talking before? Yeah. We're talking, I forgot. Yeah. Yeah. The evolution of the talk, you see, if you think well, the evolution of the talk, the God is not a man. You see, here now, the God didn't become the main thing. God is what God creation seems is up to you, depending on how you live the life. You know, if you have faith to God, then you go to heaven. If you don't have faith to God, then you go, if you live evil life, you know, they turn on virtue, those things, you see. Than hell, you see, like that. So it's really, it comes down to, you know, that you, actually, what it looks, it comes down that you are the creator. You know, God's not the main thing. Because it becomes very clear. But it's now. Now, if you do, you see, if one live bad life, if one live evil life, you see, now like this, you see, even one doesn't have faith to God, you see, you know, even one whether, you see, without depending on, you see, how you live the life, you know. Anyway, God takes you to heaven, or anyway, God takes you to hell. Something like this, then this way doesn't depend to you. It's the God. It's God. God becomes the creator this way. But if it's dependent to you, how you live the life, you know, depending how you do, then God, then second one comes God. Then I think you're the creator. Anyway. So my question is that, what do you say? You want to say something? So you mean reincarnation is a heresy in other faith. For example, I think one Hindu religion, Gyanpenpa, you know, Gyanpenpa, this, I don't know, Sankhya religion. So this religion doesn't accept, you know, this religion, you see, in regards to view, is the lowest. In regards to view, is the lowest. There's a Hindu religion which talks about karma, you know, talks about reincarnation. But this Gyanpenpa, Sankhya, I think Sankhya something, this one doesn't accept reincarnation, the one life. So however, this religion, or however, what is Catholic, whatever it is, the reincarnation, if this is a heresy, does this heresy exist or not? Does this heresy exist? Is this heresy true? But this is true in their view. Yeah. You see, not having reincarnation, non-existence of reincarnation is true in their view. Non-existence of reincarnation is true for them, is true according to their mind. Huh? Yeah. So who believes there's no reincarnation? Understand? And the faith in reincarnation is a heresy because of that. So isn't that true for their mind? Is that true? Isn't that true for their mind? For their mind? Huh? So it's true for their mind. Yeah? So that heresy exists. Heretics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So you mean the person exists, but the person's. Yeah. the person's wrong view exists. Doesn't exist. Exists. The person's fate exists, right? Person's fate. Person's fate that's a heresy, that is a wrong heresy. It exists. No? The person's heretic, the person exists, but the person's view doesn't exist. That's what the person's view exists. What? Ali, so my question is this. My question is that my question is that, you see, I'm not saying that whether the view, but you see, I'm not saying that. You see, whether the view. That philosophy, you see, whether such philosophy exists or not, the philosophy exists, right? Philosophy exists, but. Philosophy exists, fate exists. That fate, you see, that fate, that reincarnation, you see, the concept of existing reincarnation is a heresy. That is a wrong. That's a heresy. That fate, you see. Believing, say, the concept existing, the reincarnation, is a heresy. That faith exists. So now, my question is that, you see now, that thought, as see the concept that there is a reincarnation according to other view, you see, other philosophy, other view, the concept existence of reincarnation, concept the existence of reincarnation, you see. So you see. You see, it is a heresy. It is a heresy according, you see, that according to those faith, or those, you see, according to, you see, according to, you see, that those, you see, people's minds. That is, you see, heresy. So, is that true or not? I think that purple. That's the question. So that heresy, yeah, is it true or not? And that's the question. What mother's gonna say? So that's true. That's true. Didn't say. So which heresy? So you see, not accepting the rank, not believe the faith that there's no reincarnation, karma, these things. You see, for noble truth, so forth. this. This is this and you see in other faith that there's no reincarnation, karma, so forth, you see. And the believing that they exist is the heresy. So which one is true? Both are heresy or not? The question is, whether both are heresy or not? Extreme. Both are heretics. So both are true. Both are, you say, heretic. So both are true. Both are true. Both are true. Both are true. So both are true. So that means reincarnation doesn't exist and exists. So some people's mind, reincarnation exists, some people's mind, reincarnation doesn't exist. Like that? Okay, now. Some Buddhists, what's your name? Huh?
Jean-Luc.
Okay, Jean-Luc. So, see, somebody came to find Jean-Luc here at the Media Center, okay? So, some people did not find, Jean-Luc is here, but some people did not find Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc's a friend. Jean-Luc's friends sees always Jean-Luc, but the other people who came to look for Jean-Luc at Mithya Institute, you see, they didn't see Jean-Luc. They didn't see Jean-Luc. You see, so. So Jean-Luc is at Mathieu Center in the for those people who see Jean-Luc's friends, Jean-Luc is at Mathieu Center. But Jean-Luc is not at Mathieu Center for the people who do not see Jean-Luc here, right? Like that? Jean-Luc exists for the friends, but Jean-Luc exists to friends who see Jean-Luc, but Jean-Luc doesn't exist for people who came to here look for Jean-Luc, who could not find it. So Shonul doesn't exist for them, right? So as they believe Shonul is not here, it's true. So let's say you went pee pee in the bathroom, something like that, you know? Example. Some corner. Anyway, so people could not find. Anyway, you are somewhere in the end of the bushes or something. And so other people, you see, they could not find you. You see, then they believe they go away. Oh, Shonglu is not there at Methe Institute. You see, I went in Holland, Methe Institute, but I could not find Shonglu. So, maybe, listen, just a bit, let me finish this one. Okay. So these people, you see, they believe Shonglu is not here. And they left, you see. So Shonglu doesn't exist. So Shonglu is not at Methe Institute, right? So Shonglu is not at the Methe Institute. Because these people, this group of people did not find you. Huh? These people know you. Okay? Yeah. He wants the clarification, so you see, these people also know you, right? They know how you look like, you know, how Shonglu appears, okay? So these people, you see, look around and they could not find and they believe Shonglu is not here. You see, they leave. So so Shonglu is not here at Methe Institute. Is Shonglu Methe Institute or not? Where are you? Where is Shonglu? Where is Shonglu now? So again, same. So another example. So within you, there's one that who thinks that Shonglu. Now we give up to the outside people examples, you know. Now within Shonglu there's the two concepts. One is Shonglu doesn't exist, one is Shonglu exists, right? So Shonglu is both exist, not existent.